Praise the Lord. God bless you. You're listening to the Gospel Truth Broadcast with your host, Evangelist Maybelle Edmonds. We're glad to come to you again live on this broadcast, and we look forward to having a great time in for it. While we turn our hearts and minds toward the Lord, let us put our minds on Jesus while Evangelist Sheila Hameen lead us in a word of prayer.
Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you right now for mercy, oh God. We thank you for grace. We thank
you,
Lord, for blessing us and keeping us, bringing us to this moment as we call upon you, Lord God. We ask that you will search our hearts.
Yes,
oh,
Lord.
Be merciful and forgive our sins.
Yes,
Lord.
Blot
out our transgressions. Lord, we pray that you will move on this broadcast tonight, that you will bless every hearer, oh, God, to receive your word tonight. Oh, my God, we ask that you will bless each and every one with the blessing that they stand in need of. Lord, we ask that you will move by your power, that you will touch, Lord, heal and deliver. Oh, God, send forth your word tonight and let your word have free course. Send your anointing, O Lord Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Destroy the yokes of bondage. Lord, tear down the works of the enemy.
Yes,
bind
Lord.
His works on every side. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of
cover
Jesus.
Us under your blood, Lord. We are asking you to be with us, O God, even throughout this broadcast. Lord, while we are listening, let a blessing come upon us. Lord, let the blessing overtake us. Oh, my God, let the sick be healed. Oh, Lord Jesus, let the captives be made free. Oh, Lord, let miracles be wrought during this broadcast hour. Manifest yourself, Lord. Move by your power. Let the glory of God be revealed. We are looking unto you, and we are depending on you, Lord. We need you, oh, God, to send strength and power right now while we're praying this prayer. Oh, God, those whose faith is being tried.
And I have some announcements. Just want to thank everyone for tuning into the Gospel Truth Broadcast with your host, Evangelist Maybelle Edmond. You may tune in every Tuesday and Sunday evening at 7 o'clock p.m. The dial-in number is 701-802-5175. Amen. The access code is 584-7681. #. And you may also listen online at blogtalkradio.com/graceradio5, and 5 is spelled out. We also want to acknowledge Evangelist Sheila Hameen, who is the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show, with co-host Evangelist Maybelle Edmond on Friday nights at 7 o'clock p.m. and Sunday afternoons at 3:30 p.m. The dial-in number is 319-527-6763. You can also tune in online at www.radio.com/MyKingService, Title One School, and one is O-N-E. And we just want to continue to pray for those who are on the prayer list. We have Esther Holloway, Donald Holloway, Bill Bradley, who is battling cancer. And we want to pray for all the saved family members, Andrew Gale, who's battling COVID, Pika Gray, who is battling COVID, the pastor in Camden, Benitra Blackshirt, that the Lord would save her, India West, Larry Denson, Eva Brown Feliciano, who was missing, Sister Adele, Mary Anderson, Samuel Anderson, Sister Cheryl Edmond, Jada McBride, Margie Pauldale, Charles Morris, and Shirley Donaldson, and all those who are requesting prayer. And those are all the announcements that I have at time. God bless you.
Praise the Lord. We thank the Lord for the announcement. And at this time, we're going to have a selection from Evangelist Cynthia.
Praise God. Thank God. We know the word. Thank God for the prayer. Thank God for that touch already. Amen. I know God. He's able. He's able to do any and everything.
Yes.
Amen. I'm going to sing this song. That's the a little small hymn. I don't mind waiting. adore my waiting. Adore my waiting on the Lord. Adore my waiting. Adore my waiting. Adore my waiting on the Lord. Adore my waiting. Adore my waiting. Adore my waiting on the Lord. Adore my waiting. Adore my waiting. Adore my waiting on the Lord. Adore my waiting. Adore my waiting. Adore my waiting on the Lord. Adore my waiting. Adore my waiting. Adore my waiting on the Lord. Adore my waiting on the Lord. Adore my waiting. Adore my waiting. Adore my waiting on you, Lord. Adore my waiting. Adore my waiting. Adore my waiting on the Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Glory to
God.
You, thank you. Glory.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
I don't mind waiting on the
don't
Lord.
Mind.
Glory to God. I heard the psalmist say, wait, I say, on the Lord. Glory
go
to
ahead.
God. Yes, I'm going through tests and trials. Satan telling you to give up. But we have to go in prayer and wait right there on the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. That's what it takes sometimes, waiting on the Lord. Beautiful selection coming to Evangelist Cynthia. I truly enjoy that song. And I tell you, I can listen to it all the time because there is a message in that song. I don't mind waiting. Glory to God is a personal thing. I don't mind waiting on the Lord because I know the Lord will come to my rescue. When I cry unto the Lord, he will hear my cry. Glory to God. We can go to the Lord in prayer and just wait right there until the Lord rain righteousness, until he come in and move by his spirit. Glory to God, he'll take us through the test that we're going through. He'll help us to bear that burden that we are carrying. He'll help us to get strength if we just wait right there. Just trust in the Lord and believe the word of God. Hold on to what the Lord is saying to us. Trust in him.
Yeah.
At all times, let us look to the Lord because he's able to take us through. We're being tried, yes, but God is on our side. We have to be strong and continue to carry out the work of the Lord, the work that the Lord has assigned to our hands. the work that God has given us to do. And surely, if you have truly been born again and have been washed in the blood of the Lamb, Satan is coming after you. He's coming to try your very soul. Hallelujah. He's coming to cause you to give up, to get out of the race. But we got to wait on the Lord. And that's
wait
my message
Lord.
Tonight. Wait on the Lord. Wait on him.
All right.
I don't care what the devil says. I don't care how he tries it, because he's never going to stop trying it. He's going to keep on throwing bricks at you, throwing stones. Glory to God, but we got to wait. Learn to wait on the Lord. The psalmist said, when my mother and my father forsake me, then the Lord will take me up. He said, keep me thy way, O Lord, and lead me in a plain path because of my enemies. My enemies have risen up against me. My enemies, hallelujah, they're waiting. They're waiting for me to fall. Glory to God. But the word of God said, the righteous man falleth seven times, but the hand of the Lord upholdeth him. I'm trusting in the Lord, and I'm trusting in his word, because his word cannot fail, and his word cannot lie. We have to learn how to take God at his word. The Bible says, deliver me not over unto the will of mine enemies. As I stated, enemies are waiting for us to fall. I'm talking about the truly born again believers in Christ. He's waiting for you to fall. But God, the Lord God, is on our side. And David said, deliver me not over unto the will of mine enemy, for false witnesses are risen up against me, and such as breathe out cruelty. He said, unless I believe to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living, wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. The Lord is telling us to wait on him. That situation that's going on in your life, wait on the Lord. The situation that's going on in your home, wait on the Lord. Stay right there. Stay in prayer and continue to wait on God. He will deliver. Glory to God. He'll work everything out all right. Hallelujah. Satan raging on every hand. He's called, trying to cause many people to just give up and walk away. But that's all right. I'm going to wait. I'm going to wait right here. Somebody said, until Shiloh come, I'm going to wait on my God, because I know that he is a strong deliverer. He's a strong power. I can run into him, and I will be safe. My trust is in my God. The Bible says, yes, will I trust him, but I will maintain mine own ways before him. I thought about Job when he was being tried. He was a perfect and upright man. Glory to God, he had many riches. But one day, Satan came up and began to try his soul. And the Lord allowed him to try Job, but he didn't allow him to touch his soul. And Job began to be tried. He lost his cattle. He lost all of his children. And he began to get sick. his body began to decay, and the skin worm was beginning to crawl in his body. Hallelujah. His body was beginning to smell, my Lord. But Job, he trusted in the Lord. He kept waiting on the Lord. Job didn't give up. Job didn't curse God and die. But Job, he waited on the Lord. He stayed with God. He didn't give up on God. Hallelujah. Because he knew the God he served was a God of his word, and that he was able to take him through. And Job said in his word, said in the book of Job, but man dieth and wasteth away. Yea, man giveth up the ghost, and where is he? Glory to God. But it went on to say, if a man die, shall he live again? He said, all the days of mine appointed time will I wait. I'm going to wait until my change comes. Hallelujah.
Okay.
Rebuke me, scorn me, laugh at me, talk about me, but I'm going to wait. I'm going to wait because I know a change will come. Glory to God. God's word is right all by itself. Said, if a man died, shall he live again? All the days of mine appointed time will I wait till my change comes. Thou shalt call, and I will answer thee. Thou wilt have a desire to work to the work thine hands. For now thy numbers my steps. Dost thou not watch over my sin? My transgression is sealed up in a bag, and thou sawest up mine iniquity. And surely the mountain falling cometh to naught, and the rock is removed. My Lord, God, I tell you, God is a good God. He is an able God. He's able to take us through. He said, my transgression is sealed up in the bag, and thou sawest up mine iniquity. God sawest up our iniquities. Thank you, Jesus. We have to look to the Lord and trust in him regardless of what we're going through, regardless of how we're being tried, regardless of what is being said. Or, you know, we got to be tried as gold is tried by the fire. But I will wait on the Lord. I'll be a good cheer because I know that my God will come to my rescue. Hallelujah. He will hear and answer prayer. If we keep waiting, just keep waiting on the Lord. The Bible says in Isaiah 40 and 31, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. I believe the word of God. We're going to walk and not be exhausted. We're going to walk and not be tired. We're going to walk and not be fatigued. But we shall renew our strength. I heard the psalmist say, my soul waited for the Lord more than they that watch for the morning. I say more than they that watch for the morning. That word, but my hope is in the word of God, God's word, because God will do just what he said he will do. His word is right up by itself. His word is going to stand when everything else go down. Heaven and earth shall pass, but the Lord said his word shall not pass. It's not going to pass. His word is going to stand forever. The grass withered and the flower faded, but the word of our God abided forever. It's going to stand forever. I just thank God. I'm trusting and waiting on the Lord. The Bible says in Isaiah, in Psalm, excuse me, the 55th number of Psalm, 23rd verse, oh God, shall bring them down into the pit of destruction. Bloody and deceitful men shall not live out half their days. But I will trust in thee. I will trust in the Lord. And I will wait upon the Lord, because he is my help. He is my strength. The Lord is good, and he's a stronghold in the day of trouble. So when trouble is all around, when test and trial come, I'm willing to wait. I'm willing to wait because I know will come to my rescue, and the Lord will deliver me out of all my troubles. Hallelujah. He is a very present help in trouble. When we need help, the Lord will be right there. When we need him to make a way, he's there to make the way. Glory to God. God is able to do all things that we need him to do, but we just have to wait. We can't take matters in our own hands and try to fight our own battles. We just have to give it over to the Lord, because the battle belongeth unto the Lord, not unto us. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory, glory, glory. The Bible tells us in Isaiah 8, chapter 17, verse, and I will wait upon the Lord that hideth his face from the house of Jacob, and I will look for him. While I'm waiting, I'm going to look for the Lord. Glory to God. I'm going to expect something of the Lord. And I know that my God will come to my rescue and to the rescue of the people of God. He knows what we're going through. He knows all about us. He knows the burden that we bear. He knows how to fix every situation in our lives. But we have to learn to wait. Not be rambunctious and try to fix on our own and not try to fix the situation. As I stated, the battle is not even ours. It belongs unto the Lord, and that's who I'm trusting in today, because I know that he will make a way, and he's a way maker. Even when I don't see a way, I know God, he's got a way. And his way is right. The way of the Lord is right. Glory to God. I just thank God for his word. Maybe short and sweet, but that's all I got for you. Wait on the Lord. Just wait. Stay there. Stay right there. Stay in one place in expectation of your deliverance, whatever it is that you're acting of the Lord. Expect it while you're waiting. Glory to God. I thank God for his word on tonight. And now we're going to ask Evangelist Cynthia to lead us in a word of prayer and offer a prayer of salvation for whoever it is who wants salvation.
Praise God. We thank God for his word. Amen. Wait on the Lord. Amen. We have to wait right there. It doesn't matter what it looks like, what it seems like. We have to wait.
Amen.
And in our waiting, amen, just keep on praying and waiting and watching for your deliverance.
Yes.
Amen. Looking for your deliverance.
Yes,
because it will come if you continue to wait on the Lord. Praise God. I thank God for all things. At this time, we're going to go to the throne of grace. If there's anyone out there that would want to be saved and that is looking for God to do something for you or looking for God to deliver you, to move in your life, or those of you that are waiting on the Lord and the enemy is trying to get you to give up, amen, we want you to concentrate on the Lord right now. Amen. Think on the mercy of God. Amen. And we're going to go to the throne of grace. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for your goodness and your mercy, Lord. We thank you for your love and your kindness, God. Thank you for your word, Lord. Oh, my God, instructing us to wait on you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, look down on us with compassion, Lord. Have mercy upon our souls, Lord. Forgive our sins, my God. Blot out our transgressions, Lord. In the name of Jesus, move by your spirit, Lord. Let your will be done, God. In the name of Jesus, look on the souls of men, God, that are crying out for help, my God.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Right now, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Save, Lord Jesus. Let someone know that you love them tonight, God. In the name of Jesus, have mercy upon that soul, my God. I know you're able, Lord. Jesus, send your anointing upon them, Lord.
Yes,
in the name of Jesus, fill with the Holy Ghost, my God. I know you're able, Lord. Help somebody to break up the stony heart, my God. In the name of Jesus, and cry out, what must I do to be saved, Lord?
Yes, Jesus.
I know you're able, God. Have your way, Lord.
Yes,
in the name of Jesus, oh, my God, destroy the yoke that the enemy has put on us,
Lord.
I know you're able, Lord.
You're able,
Jesus. Jesus, Jesus,
Jesus.
Oh, if there's no harm in calling on Jesus,
Jesus,
just open your mouth and say,
Jesus,
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 Jesus, Jesus. God is able right now. In the name of Jesus, do it for us, Lord. Do it right now, Lord. While we're praying, Lord. Do it right now, my God. Heal right now, Lord.
In the name
of Jesus. Able, Lord. Put your heart unto repentance, Lord.
Jesus,
I know you're able, Lord. Move right now, my God. Move on that drug addict, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Help them to call your name, Lord. Move on the floor. Right now, my God, move on the mental, my God, in the name of Jesus, the unstable, my God, call them to call on Jesus, Lord.
Yes,
I know you're able, Lord, the sick and shut in, my God, touch right now, Lord,
right
in
now,
the
Lord.
Name of Jesus, help, Lord Jesus,
yes,
help,
Lord.
My God. Look on your saints, Lord. Help
look
us away right
Jesus.
There, Lord, until
Jesus.
You come, my God. Help us not to be hasty in spirit, Lord, but
yes,
help us to wait on you, Lord.
Help us
in
to wait on you.
Of Jesus, oh, my God, lead us and guide us, Lord. Direct our path, my God.
Yes,
show us which way to go, Lord, in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Jesus, I
Jesus.
Know you're able, God. Touch right now, Lord.
Yes,
while we're praying, my God, touch, Lord. In the name of Jesus,
in the
look
name
on the
of
COVID
Jesus.
Stricken, Lord. Have mercy right now. Heal,
have
Lord
mercy,
Jesus.
Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. Jesus, I know you're able, Lord.
Yes,
confound
Lord.
The doctors, my God.
in the name of Jesus. That cancer patient, Lord, have mercy, my
yes,
God.
Go ahead,
that Alzheimer's patient, Lord, have mercy, Lord.
Have mercy,
oh, my
Jesus.
God, I know you're evil, God. Deliver
Jesus.
Right now, Lord. Deliver right
Jesus.
Now, God. In the name
Lord,
of Jesus.
In the name
Lord,
of
my
Jesus.
My dad, my God, touch his body right now, Lord.
Yes,
save
Lord.
Him, my God. Look on
Lord,
his companions. Save him, Lord Jesus. Touch your body, my God. I know you're able, Lord.
You're
I know
able,
God. You have all power in your hand, my God.
Yes,
Lord, Father, look on the incarcerated, Lord. Look on James Carson, Lord.
Yes,
James Carson, in a special way, God. Save, heal, and deliver, Lord.
Yes,
bring
Lord.
Them out, my God.
The yes, Lord. Seek
thy face, Lord.
The power,
in the
Lord.
Name of Jesus, I know you're able, my God.
Able.
Oh, Father, save our children, Lord. In the name of Jesus, have mercy upon their souls, Lord. Look on this broadcast, my God. Continue to bless, Lord. Anoint, my God. Sing your words the more, Lord. Sing your power, my God. In the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, take a trial, my God. Oh, Father, the enemy has risen up against us, Lord.
Yes,
but
Lord.
I know that you're able, God. Oh, my Father, you can do everything, Lord. Have mercy on us, Lord. Help us, Jesus.
Help
In
us,
the name
Lord.
Of Jesus. Oh, my Father, we thank you right now, Lord.
Thank you,
we
Jesus.
Thank you right now, my
thank
God.
You,
thank
Jesus.
You, Jesus.
Thank
you for
Jesus.
Your word,
thank
Lord.
You,
thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
you,
Jesus.
Thank
you,
Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you,
my God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you for the blessing right now, my God. Oh, my God, we
thank
you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you for the souls, my God. We're claiming by faith.
Thank you, Jesus.
In the name of Jesus, continue to bless us, send our anointing. Continue to
yes,
move with signs and wonders and work miracles. Oh, my Father, these and all blessings we ask you be. In Jesus' name we pray, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord. Glory to God. We thank God for that beautiful prayer. Lord, have mercy. I tell you, we need the Lord as never before. And if you don't know him, you really got to get to know him, because your soul will be in trouble if you don't know Jesus. So we thank the Lord for this broadcast thus far. Thank the Lord for the prayer, for the word, for everything that was read. And at this time, we're going to turn this part of this service over to Evangelist Hameen for remarks from the ministers.
Amen. Praise God. I tell you, I thank God for that powerful message that came forth. Wait on the Lord. It's important that we keep waiting on. It may seem like it's taking a long time for God
yes.
to move.
Yes.
But believe me, he will move in his own time.
Amen.
So I encourage you to just keep on waiting on him. Don't give
yes.
up. Don't lose hope. But keep trusting in him. Put all your trust in him. Because
yes.
he will not fail. Hallelujah.
No,
he
won't.
Will come through. I just thank the Lord. My soul has been touched. I thank him for his glorious
Jesus.
Anointing.
Jesus.
His
yes.
His anointing. Glory to God, and I can feel the anointing.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank
so
you, Jesus.
Whoever is listening, I'm praying that God will bless you in a great way. And
yes,
that word
Lord.
That came, that word is so uplifting and so encouraging. And the thing that Job said, all the days of my appointed time.
Yes.
You know, that's something to think about.
Amen.
As long as I'm alive.
Yes.
I'm just going
yes.
to wait on God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And when you get to that point that no matter what happens, you're just going to keep waiting on God.
Yes.
You'll see God move. You'll see him work miracles.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll happen at a time when you're not expecting it.
Yes.
And those around you, when they see God moving, they don't expect it. Praise
Amen.
The Lord. But God will prove himself. He will
yes,
prove
he
himself
will.
Every time. So
Amen.
Tonight, I thank God for all of you who are listening. And I want to encourage you to just take this word in for yourself.
Yes. I'm taking it for myself. I'm encouraged by it. I'm encouraged to wait, to keep on waiting on the Lord. And because he doesn't move doesn't mean he's not going to.
Amen.
Because he
That's
hasn't
right.
done it doesn't mean he won't do it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And praise God, because he has the power to do everything.
Yes.
And if Job waited on the Lord, why can't I?
Amen.
I thank God for the beautiful message, for the beautiful song, even the opening scripture. Praise God. This has just been a beautiful praise and worship hour on this broadcast, and I thank God for the Gospel Truth broadcast.
Yes,
praise the Lord. Thank God. And may be encouraged. Keep preaching. Keep doing the will of God.
Amen.
God bless you.
Thank the Lord.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for
and be of good courage. Wait on the Lord.
All right.
And be of good courage. Wait on the Lord. And be of good courage. And he shall strengthen thy heart.
Praise God. Thank God for that beautiful message tonight. I'm encouraged through the word of God, letting us know to wait on the Lord.
Amen. He will show up, and he will show out.
Amen. I just thank God for the word. I want to encourage you, ladies and maids, to continue to preach the word. Amen. Sometimes it seems like the Lord is not even there.
Yes.
It seems like his spirit is not there, but we just continue to wait on him.
Amen.
He'll come, and he'll let you know, because he said he'll never leave you, and
he'll
never forsake you, but he'll be with you always, even unto the end of the world. So don't never let the devil think that he's not with you. Amen, because he's with you. He made a promise.
Amen.
And I just thank God for that promise. And I tell you, I was earlier today, someone said to me, they spoke to me, and they said to me, they said, you married? I said, yes, I am. I said, I'm married to Jesus. And he promised never to leave me and never to forsake me.
Amen.
In the last, I said, that's right. He'll never leave me.
That's right.
Man, he'll leave you.
Amen.
He'll leave you, laugh at you, talk about you. Amen. And won't think another thing about you. But Jesus, he'll never leave you. And I thank God for that tonight. I want to encourage the listening. Amen. Those of you that don't know the Lord, get to know him. Amen. He's good.
Amen.
Amen. And he'll be your everything, your all in all.
Yes,
amen. Thank God. Be encouraged, man. It's made for Tina. Preach the word.
Amen. Glory
amen.
To God.
Thank God for the word.
Yes.
That comes from Evangelist Mabel encouraging us to wait on the Lord. Thank God for the songs as well. I just thank God for all things. Evangelist Mabel, be very much encouraged and keep on preaching the word of God.
Amen. Thank the Lord. We thank the Lord for all of the comments and exhortations and words of encouragement coming through our evangelists. And now we're going to have a selection from Sister Kenya. Praise the Lord. Falling in love.
Falling in love with Jesus.
Sing it, Kenya.
Falling in love with Jesus. Falling in love with Jesus was the best thing I ever done. In his arms, I feel protected. In his arms, I feel, protected. In his arms, I feel protected. And there's no place I'd rather be.
That's our song.
Thank the Lord. Amen. Glory to God. Can we say thank the Lord?
Thank the Lord.
Yes, amen. Thank the Lord. We thank the Lord for that beautiful selection coming through Sister Kenya. She don't mind talking about the Lord and praising God and giving God praise. And she'll let you know that this is what I love about her. She'll tell you, I love you. And I believe she means it. Sometimes people say,
yeah,
I love you. You don't hear from them. You don't know. You don't know what's going on with them. And when you need them, you can't find them. Lord, have mercy. That's another message. Lord, have mercy. I don't want to get started. But I tell you, God is a good God. So, Sister Kenya, you keep on singing for the Lord. Keep giving God some praise. You don't know what God
will
do. God will work miracles in your life, and he'll do it for us, too. Like I said, that devil don't want none of us, any of us, especially the people of God. He don't want us praising God. He don't want us preaching, singing, or doing anything for God. He's a jealous devil. He's jealous of the people of God. And when you're trying to do us right, that devil will come with all kinds of fiery darts shooting at you. Glory to God. But our trust is in the Lord, and we continue to wait on the Lord. So we thank God for this broadcast and for everything that has been said and done. I enjoyed this tonight. I'm thanking God for everyone that's on this broadcast and for the support of all of those who have been supporting this broadcast, for Evangelist Amin, thanks Khadija, thanks Cynthia, for your continued faithfulness in helping to make this broadcast what it should be. So we are thankful for that, and we are praying that the Lord will continue to bless and that he will save souls. You know, I believe there's people out there, they want to be saved. They want to make a change. And some of them, they want to do what's right, but they just need somebody to help them. They just need a helping hand to reach them. And that's what the shepherds are for, to go and find those lost sheep and those who want to be saved. That's what we're supposed to do. So I just thank God for all things. And Sister Kenya, you continue to be encouraged and continue to do and sing for the Lord. Testify whatever the Lord lay on your heart to do. You're welcome, the Lord. And if that's all.
Thank you. Thank God.
You're welcome. If that's all, we're going to bring this broadcast to a close. I know we have a few more minutes, but I'm finished. I believe the Lord is finished, so we're just going to go ahead on and bring this broadcast to a close, unless there's someone else has something to say, any other people on the line that might want to say something, you can at this time. If not, we thank the Lord, and I want to also thank the Lord for Evangelist Amin, a special praise for the ministry, for your ministry, and
amen,
for your labor that you have sent up before the Lord. And I believe you said this would be a year that you've been broadcasting. That's a blessing to be a whole year broadcasting.
Yes.
I just thank the Lord. I encourage you to keep allowing the Lord to have his way, and happy anniversary. Praise the Lord. I'm thankful because I've been blessed through your ministry, through this broadcast. I've been blessed. My very soul has been blessed. And it has been an outlet for me to let the Lord have his way, to pray, to preach, and do whatever he gives me to do. And I'm thankful for that. And I encourage you to continue to work for the Lord. God will pay you in the end. So thank you, Lord.
Anniversary.
Amen.
Yes, it's coming up in the second week of August.
Oh, okay.
It's right on the verge of being a year.
That's great.
I thank God for it.
Amen.
That time went on by.
It sure did.
It did, but I was blessed on that time.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, amen. The Lord blessed all of us. He blessed all of us.
Yeah.
Not only us, but he blessed others.
Amen.
And they have reported.
Amen.
They have given a report of how the Lord has blessed,
amen,
how they have been healed, and how they have been encouraged. And my cousin Jeanette, how the Lord blessed her. And she's been continuously, Jeanette and Gloria have been continuously supporting this broadcast. And I thank them for it, too. If you're on the line now, thank you. I thank the Lord for you, and thank the Lord for you being a blessing to this ministry. I'm grateful. I'm just thankful. So I'll just let it go. But God bless you. We are praying for you. And if you want to tune in, you have a song you want to sing or a testimony you want to give, you can call in on the conference line, and the number is 701-802-5175, and the access code is 5847681 pound. And I want to say, if there's anyone out there you would like to get a free Bible, all you have to do is call this number, 856-304-7774, and leave your name and address, and we will send you a brand-new King James Version Bible. So God bless you, and if that's all, this brings the broadcast to a close until we meet again on Tuesday night. God bless you, and good night.
Good night.
Good night.